When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control in the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
I'm just going to start by saying it's game week, fellas.
It is.
Yancey, Chuck, how are you?
That's it, baby. Game week.
We made it to game week, and guess what? We're still wondering if Deion Smith's going to get eligible. I mean, it kind of reminds you of the 90s, that when half the class was fighting for eligibility and you're having to wait so long. And I know it's
and
silly.
The answer is nobody knows.
Nobody knows, I know. I'm still getting texts about that to this day, Chuck.
Yeah, really?
What's going on with it? Like, nobody knows.
Nobody knows, baby.
Well, we can expand on that during the text message portion of the program since we've already got that. Some other things that we'll get into as well to get those text messages to us. It is 662-426-1093. I will tell you about our friends at First South Farm Credit. Of course, we talk to you about them at the beginning of every show. Over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture. They'll get you ready in that financial journey at First South Farm Credit. We have Walker Jones on in the next segment. We'll talk Grove Collective. Then we get Harry Harrison on in the next. And we'll have your text messages, your injury reports, and all kinds of things.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hear how that scrimmage went Saturday night from Harry Chuck.
Yeah, and I'm also looking forward to seeing how the week of giving turned out for the Grove Collective.
No doubt, no doubt. And it's not over, is it?
No, it's not over. And they've got a golf tournament Wednesday.
At the Country Club.
We'll let Walker talk all about that. But, you know, we're talking about making the college football playoff this year, and I can promise you, we wouldn't even be talking about winning five games if it wasn't for the Grove Collective.
Yeah, you know, got to capitalize on it.
Absolutely.
Because there's going to be a lot more leaving this year than under the normal years. So you're going to have even more than we've had up to this point. So very crucial.
No question.
So we'll talk with Walker. We'll talk with Harry. We'll talk with you again at 426-1093. But now five things with Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham operating nine of those Outback Steakhouse locations in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, five things that need to happen for Ole Miss to make the playoffs. Number one, keep Jackson Dart healthy. Unquestionably the single most important factor for the season. Ole Miss goes as Dart goes. Number two, keep Bentley and Parrish healthy. They need at least one of those two on the field during crunch times. Number three, need Cam Franklin and Santarin Perkins to make an impact this season. Defensive end will need some playmakers to step up with Princely still not anywhere near 100%. Number four, We'll need Trey Amos to be the shutdown corner we all think he can be. To be a great defense, you have to put pressure on the QB and able to cover those elite receivers. We need Trey to be that guy. And number five, being able to bounce back when they face adversity. There are such high expectations for this team. Going undefeated will be almost impossible. They need to keep the eye on the big prize, and that's the playoffs.
I like it. Little Captain Obvious there on number one, though, keeping Jackson Dart healthy.
But it is.
I know.
It is. I mean,
no doubt. There's no doubt.
I don't think there's any injury that they can't sustain and make a deep run. Maybe they can make the playoffs without Jackson Dart. Those guys are good, but 3 years experience being in the system, they can't go all the way without Dart.
Oh, no. And now things have gotten even more complicated with the headset to helmet communications and, you know, 18 iPads now.
Yeah.
And I didn't know till today. I knew they were using the iPads, but I didn't know till today when Lane Kiffin's press conference that he said that they're going to get real-time film, not just still pictures like the NFL. They're going one step beyond the NFL. So they're going to get films of every play broken down so they can show the players on the bench. That's going to make everything complicated.
Huge. And what about getting another set of eyes on the field and Chris Kiffin?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's huge. I mean, you've got three former head coach. Or Chris was not a head coach there. I guess two former judge there and Arnett
and Kiffin. And
it's just the staff that's been assembled for this season is unbelievable. And he's using that Saban model just about everything, right? You can tell with Lane how he's evolved that everything's after what Saban was doing at Alabama.
I think it's as much an NFL model as it is a Saban model, but Saban's also an NFL model guy.
True.
A little bit of both.
I watched football from the kickoff in Ireland. I didn't catch Hawaii and Delaware State, but I watched almost portions of every other game.
Though, Gary, after that Florida State Georgia Tech game, you were so hungry, and then the next time slot was like a D3 game,
right?
And there wasn't any. I mean, college football missed the boat right there. They should have had a big time game after that one for the 2:30 slot, and a big time game at the 6 o'clock slot.
Just but that game, pitiful. That was a pretty good game.
Oh.
It was a good game,
unless you're Gary.
We made it through. We made it through. All right, back to Get Things with Walker Jones next.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board-certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family. From dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury, leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000 or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hey, don't forget, get your text messages in at 426-1093, 426-1093. Farese Group is our partner in retirement. Decades of expertise helping retirees invest their savings. You can check them out with their offices in Oxford, Ridgeland, Little Rock, and Baton Rouge, or call them at 877-327-3735. We welcome in the mainmost man to the program, Walker Jones. Hello.
How we doing, guys?
Hey, Walker, what's happening, awesome, brother?
Good. Good to be back home.
Hey, I liked what you told me last week about the week of giving, about expanding the donor base by 50%. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, it's, you know, fundraising in this new world of NIL is tricky, and you got to be focused on a lot of things at once. And I think, you know, what we learned is, you know, the big ticket, six-figure, seven-figure donations are great, obviously, but those are few and far between, and you run through those people pretty quick. So you really got to expand the tent, so to speak, and, you know, accomplish the same arithmetic just with more people. And you can still get to the same end result, but you can do it with three times as many people giving and have a vested interest in, you know, our collective and in the lives of our student athletes. And I think that's always a good thing. You know, the more people you can get involved, and you know, our membership has reflected that. You know, our subscribers to the collective has grown every year, and I think we're probably top five in the country when it comes to, you know, members and subscribers to a collective, which is great. And then I just think, you know, expanding, like Chuck, like you said, expanding those one-time givers, expand the number of those people, you know, smaller ticket donors, but more of them. Is just another way to get to the math, you know, to solve the math equation. And, you know, I think our people have done that, and that was a focus going into this this collection week this week. And just like last year, our people have answered the challenge, and, you know, we're excited about where we are.
You know, Walker, I've been saying that in print ever since these collectives popped up with William Liston down in Jackson, and then I had a little small NIL fund that, you know, at the cutting edge of the front of it, it's going to take everybody. I mean, and if you don't believe that, then it's not going to work.
Yeah, I mean, really, especially at a place like Ole Miss, where, look, I mean, you know, there's some of the challenges that we have from, you know, active alumni or living alumni and enrollment. You know, you look at enrollment where we're at a record high enrollment, you know, with low 20-some-odd thousand students, but compared to some of these other schools that have double that in undergrad enrollment and, you know, have just more numbers and a larger fan base or alumni base than we have, we've got to get everybody pulling in the same direction and get everybody giving. And, you know, again, that can be anything. That could be, you know, $25 a month, $50 a month, or it could be $50,000 a year, you know, and everything in between. And I think that's how, you know, if you look back over the last 2.5-3 years, I think that, you know, we've been flexible. We've provided options for kind of every giving level and everybody's comfort level. And I think that's what you got to do. And, you know, a lot of times you'll pay more attention to those smaller ticket donors that are more frequent. And, you know, I think with the help we've gotten with the Ole Miss Athletic Foundation, Denson Hollis and Matt McLaughlin and their staff, you know, it's been really, really helpful for us. And to your point, Chuck, I think that where we've been able to get ahead of those bigger schools is we've showed a really deliberate and intentional focus on getting everybody involved at some level.
Walker, I know there was a little confusion on the points. Now that Ole Miss is going to be able to apply points to your name from the NIL. One question, for the contributors prior to this year that are still giving money to the NIL, will those points be on their tab as well?
Are you talking about previously?
Yes. If they were enrolled, say, last year before they started allowing the points, no. When they contribute this year, will they be given points?
They'll be given points going forward.
Going forward,
yeah. Because it was not allowed. Yeah, it was not allowed until really August 1 when they changed some of the legislation. So we're not legally able to go back and retroactively apply the points. But going forward, they will. So, you know, donors, you know, members of the collective going forward will receive their priority points. Obviously, the more they give, the more points they'll get. And that'll be in the form of a combination between red and blue points with OMAF. And those will be very valuable when it comes to, you know, postseason, you know, bowl games, playoffs, you know, SEC tournament, you know, things like that. And also further expansion of the suites or club areas at our stadiums here on campus. So I think, look, we just saw Texas just announced today that they're doing it.
Yeah.
So we were ahead of our friends out in Texas. So, again, I think we've proven between the university and the collective that we've been a first mover in this space. And I think we were the third school to allow priority points in the country, which I think says a lot.
What about tax deduction? Any of those donations available?
No,
for that?
Well, so if you give to the collective through a business entity, you write that off as a top line advertising expense.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do give with, you know, we've got over 80, 90 businesses that give to the collective, and those people are receiving a tax write off for the advertising, for advertising that they get from the collective. So you can write it off. That's the one tax benefit we can provide is donations through a corporate entity. Personal donations still are not eligible for tax deduction yet. We hope that's something coming, you know, in the near future. But again, you know, the IRS released a memo last year that, you know, gave some guidance that was not supportive of that. So we're still trying to work through those things. That's a more complex question. But if somebody's looking for a deduction and they're a business owner, we've got a solve for them to do that.
All right. I'm going to ask you about the golf tournament in a minute. But, Walker, walk us through the revenue sharing and the NIL. How they coexist or how's that going to work moving forward?
Well, Chuck, we're still, as I think the last time we talked, you know, I was explaining how a lot of what you're hearing right now about the proposed settlement is, you know, conceptual in nature. Everybody's got different concepts that they're trying to tag on to this settlement if it gets approved. So we really don't have 100% visibility. We've got some general ideas, some basic framework to work off of, but we still don't have all the nuances and all the regulations that will come with it. But really, at a 30,000-foot level, there'll be a pool of money that the school will be able to distribute through the revenue distribution to the student-athletes. How exactly that will be distributed remains to be seen. There are certain formulas that are floating out there, but none of which have been approved. So we don't know exact percentages of how that money will be allocated. And then in addition to the rev share, you'll still have traditional NIL. You'll still have incremental NIL on top of the rev share. The athletes will still receive, obviously, their scholarship and cost of attendance. They'll still be eligible for Austin money, Pell grants. So there'll still be other aid that they can get. But the rev share will be a number that will come from TV contracts, corporate sponsorships, and ticket sales through the university. And that will be a percentage of the revenue. And then, you know, there'll be some guidance on how to break that up. So, you know, with the collective, we'll have a hand in distributing that revenue and also providing incremental NIL on top of it.
Cool.
Walker, talk about the golf tournament coming up at the Country Club.
We're a minute from the break, Walker.
Okay, yeah. So this Wednesday, we've got our first annual golf scramble at the Country Club of Oxford. We've got 30 teams signed up. We'll have a bunch of our athletes out there. We'll have the golf teams hitting shots with each team on certain holes. We've got a hole-in, $50,000 hole-in-one prize. We've got a car giveaway from Cannon Chevrolet for a hole-in-one. We've got a bunch of competitions on the course for really cool prizes. Basically, the winning teams will get, you know, to walk, do the Walk of Champions with Coach Kiffin and Juice, sideline access, you know, pregame, postgame access. We'll do some behind the scenes with men's, women's basketball. We'll have a silent auction with a ton of great gifts as well. And so all our head coaches will be there. Registration's at 10 a.m., shotgun start at 11, and then the reception at 5:30 to follow. We'll be having some special guests with our athletes and coaches. And just really excited, and again, another way for us to try to raise money, give back to our members, and create a fun day. It's going to be really hot, unfortunately, but it should be a great day, and we're really looking forward to it.
We look forward to it, too. Walker, thank you as always.
Thanks, Walker.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for all your help. Thanks
you
so
too.
Much.
You too. Hotty toddy.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a Bloomin' Onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, Southaven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty toddy. And go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford. At Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Big thanks to Walker Jones, the Grove Collective, for joining us. As we continue here, we're going to do some text messages and such, but we go to grovecollective.com, right? Get involved with that golf tournament.
Yes.
And there's all kinds of things, including the Ole Miss Athletics Foundation and Grove Collective are doing a season-long drive to support the Rebels in the NIL world. It's Give to the SIP, and as he mentioned, you don't have to be the big, big, big money guy. Everybody's invited into the party here to help out.
Yeah, and then, you know, you reach out like that, and you get younger people giving lower amounts, and then they start making money right when they get their 40s and 50s, and then that you hit it that way too, so you got to branch out.
I'll tell you what one chancellor used to say, and I won't name him. He would tell the graduating class, he'd say, I want you to join the Alumni Association. It's $100 a year. And if you can't afford that, tell them you graduated from Southern Mississippi.
You know, they could, maybe they can work out something where the students do get involved too, yeah, a little bit more.
I think Clemson has a program like
$10 a year.
You know,
going back to my wife, for example, when she was getting ready to graduate, they went through a great program for students to buy tickets, and now we have four very nice season tickets she's had for a lot of years now,
exactly,
in Section N on the east side. They're about 30 to 35 yard line tickets she's had since she was, mm-hmm, in school,
yeah,
right?
So smart. There's other, branch out.
There's other things you can do and will do, so we encourage you to.
And that six-figure check you're about to write for them.
That's her and her mom. I don't get involved in all that. Chuck, you're going to be in Tupelo on Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, right?
6 o'clock at Romy's. Great group of guys, the same group of guys I've been talking to for,
forever.
I think probably 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, and Jim Ingram and Jeff Ham organize it over there, and they do a great job.
Oh, Hambone. I went to
it's
school
fun.
With Jeff.
$25 for the buffet, and you can get to hear the great Chuck at
that's
the same
right.
time.
That's right.
That's a bargain.
It's going to be a fun year to talk this year.
Yeah.
And it's really not a whole lot of
get
weakness.
It in early, right?
No joke. No joke, man.
Get it in early. All right, for you Tupelo people or those in the area, again, that's Romy's on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. So we have already kind of answered the weekly is he or is he not going to be able to play on Saturday, yeah, question. So do you want to expand on that at all?
No, just thinking of Tupelo, I was speaking to someone, a parent over there. They said they have their largest class ever at Tupelo coming to Ole Miss this year as freshmen. So that's really good to hear. Expanding that base over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
No doubt.
Because that's kind of been a 50-50.
Yeah, it's always
State,
been that kind of way.
Yeah.
But, you know, winning kind of does that, doesn't it, Gary?
No,
it does, and then it brings over 6,000 new freshmen into the city of Oxford as well.
6,200. Yep. Keeps going up. From the early applications I've heard, it's going to be much bigger next year.
Isn't it funny in the South how kids choose their college by how good the football team is?
Clemson got the bump.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Clemson,
what about Alabama?
Alabama got the bump. Right. Yeah. It continues wherever it might be. There's
it's not
no doubt.
What I should be majoring in or – who's got the good football team?
I'm going to go there. That looks fun, right?
Yeah, that looks fun. Exactly.
I love it.
That looks fun. All right, the other questions, truthfully, are about things from the scrimmage and moving forward, and I guess we'll get into a lot of that with Harry next.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to go, so I don't know much of what happened there.
Yeah, and I'd like to see how the receivers and the young receivers and the corners and
some of them are hurt.
Solidified at O-line, who's kind of looking where there, and did you hear maybe Caleb Warren got injured or something like that recently?
I think he's got a little knee issue.
Yeah, I'd heard that on the street today as well. So I don't know. We'll find out more from Harry on that.
Cannon Cleary McGraw with our text messages in that chat, ccmoxford.com. So let's go into the Rebel Injury Report, if you don't mind. Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, that's oxfordortho.com.
Well, the last time the media was allowed to go out there, here's the guys that were, I don't want to say questionable, but – you know, maybes. Running back Matt Jones, defensive end Princely Umanamelin, wide receiver Juice Wells, safety Lewis Moore, cornerback Brandon Turnage, wide receiver Jordan Watkins, safety Yam Banks, wide receiver Devin Price, safety Jaden Kennedy, here we go, defensive end DJ Holmes, of course, Xavion Harris had a little legal trouble. He's trying to get fixed. Offensive lineman Caleb Warren, offensive lineman Jerquan Scott, and tight end Hudson Wolf. And I don't know the extent of any of those injuries, and I don't know who of those will be able to play Saturday, but those were the ones that sat out the last time the media was allowed to go to practice.
Chucky, that's three of the top six safeties right there. That's what kind of perked my ears.
Oh, yeah, and wide receivers too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he mentioned that today in his press conference, Kiffin did, that other than wide receiver, he feels pretty good. So maybe that was a hint to us that those safeties
Lewis
are back.
Warren, yeah, Banks, you know, and those guys, yeah. Kennedy, those guys could be playing. You know, that's what everybody says, they're so deep at receiver. And, you know, yeah, there's six good ones on paper, but that, you know, I mean, I can remember 8, 9, 10 guys at the wide receiver group. They're not that deep at receiver. You get three that are out, and you're down to three, you know.
Well, and it just depends on what new wide receiver coach George McDonald's going to do with them. You know, Derek Nix didn't substitute a lot at wide receiver because of tempo. It's hard to substitute. And he had Jordan and, you know, whoever. And but George McDonald may have a different plan, so we'll see.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I'm going to tell you, I think this is – not that I want anybody to be hurt. I think it's really good for Aiden Williams and Caden Lee to get game reps.
And
I think we're going to be impressed with those kids.
No question.
All right, thanks again for the text messages. When you get your injury reports as well, you can go to OxfordOrtho.com. Harry Harrison joins us with our game day outlook. That's right, it's game week. We'll get that with Harry coming up next here on the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend, and that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands Superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at RiverlandLLC.com or call 844-901-ROOF. Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hottie toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Well, we move into the second half of the program, and this portion is brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929. 54 locations, 6 different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. So does this man. Harry Harrison's back on. Happy Monday and game week.
Man, it's Monday, but it's also game week, Gary Darby.
That's right.
That's right. Well, Harry, you know, Chuck was listing the injury report and a lot of safeties out and wide receivers. Just kind of how did those groups look during that scrimmage Saturday night?
You know, they had some great spots, and then I thought they got a little lax in the second half. You know, they were keeping score, and I think to begin the second half, the score was 62-0 for the Rebels. So I think the attention span level of participation dropped a little bit. So, but I'll say this: the Maddox kid, AJ Maddox from down at Oak Grove, really got. Of course, he had to. He's going against the Ole Miss defensive front. Both units were stayed in the backfield, so he had to scramble a lot. But he does well. He throws the ball really well on the run. So he's a bright future for the Rebels. He's a true freshman, but he actually got some balls downfield that we misjudged and mistimed, and they made some completions. So it was. I thought it was a little bit of a mixed bag with the safeties. I thought the corners played well, and of course the defensive front. Five or six or seven of them stayed in the backfield making good. And they were tackling in the game. You know, it was a mock scrimmage, but it was actually a game. Clock was kept with officials and flags and the whole deal. So the defense was tackling the scout team, all but the quarterback. He didn't get tagged, but they did a good job of tackling. I was impressed by that. And as we've talked about ad nauseum, you know, this defensive front lived in the backfield. Of course, you're going against our scout team offensive line. A little bit of a mismatch because our first 10 guys have had trouble with our defensive line all camp. So I look for that to be a real strong suit Saturday. Found out some things today about the Furman Paladins I didn't know about, that they actually beat Ole Miss in 1924, 7-2. So this is not the first time we've played them. First time in mine in your lifetime, but
offensive battle.
Yeah, 7-2, Chuck. 1924. You weren't around for that one, were you?
Close, but not quite.
Probably about 30 offensive plays per team back then. Hold the ball to the last second of the play clock.
Harry, what do you think about this? All this new technology that's being allowed now, the headset to helmet communication and all the 18 iPads with almost instantaneous film for coaches to show players. Do you think that's complicating the game or making it easier?
Well, Saturday night, Chuck, was the first time that I was aware that the defensive players actually had iPads also. So you got the defensive line looking at various blocking schemes and things. So, you know, time will tell about that. I really don't think it's going to be a factor with our defense. I think that the linebackers, whoever that might be with the headset in at the time, will be listening probably more about where to line up than anything else and maybe what the tendency is going to be. Because I think our defensive staff still going to be flashing signals off the sideline for those guys between the coverages and the lineups, between the linebackers and the defensive front. And, of course, you know, they shift from strong side to weak side, from field corner to boundary corner. But I don't look for that to be a big deal on defense, Chuck, as far as the headset piece. Offensively, I think it'll be helpful because I think what we're trying to do as fast as we play football is – get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe let them get lined up, and then you're still talking to the quarterback in his ear, and you know, maybe you're going to check the play at that point. So I think that could be advantageous for the Rebels because we're going to play fast break football, as you know.
Well, they're going to put Pete Golding up in the press box so he can have access to all that extra information on those different iPads. And I was reading an analysis of it today, Harry, and tell me what you think of this. They said that, you know, you're not going to be able to just have two blitzes in your defensive package. You're going to have six or seven different blitzes in your package for each game because they'll figure you out too quickly with this new technology. So what do you think about that?
I'm yet to see that, Chuck. That'll be interesting. And the other thing is I've yet to see Pete Golding in a press box up until this year. He's always been, even at Alabama, he was on the sideline. So
right.
It'll be a different vibe for him because, you know, when you're down there close to the action versus up in a quiet setting, if the other coaches aren't screaming and trying to figure it all out from there. But he does have a lot of help in that press box. And so, you know, all that, it sounds good on the surface. You know, we get back to technology and AI and all the various things that are coming at us rapidly. We'll see if it's an advantage for whom, you know. But I don't, you know, Chuck, when it's all said and done, your defensive front linebackers, I don't know that technology is needed, but we'll find it out.
Harry, it seems like Lane was pleased with the running game at the scrimmage Saturday. Were they running against the scout team, or were they going against?
They were. Yeah,
they were. So it's hard to tell.
Yeah. So I mean, so basically, the first, second, third group, all the guys, they're going to dress out. I mean, they may dress out some scout team guys, but they're not going to play. But all the people that would be involved in the game come Saturday night was dressed in Rebel blue, the Navy, and then we were playing our scout team. Scout team coaches had on purple. I mean, they were simulating a game against the Furman Paladins with the purple uniforms as best they could. So, yeah, we were running the football against the scout team, and we should be doing well with it, and we were, and throwing the ball too. As I said, going into the second half, they were actually keeping scoring 62-0 at the half, I think. So it got out of hand in a hurry. But Rebels have got a lot of firepower, and I thought all the receivers played well. We're probably going to miss, Jordan Watkins. I'm not sure he's going to be back, but Juice Wells looked good the other night, and tight ends both looked good, and so I think we'll have a. I think the one question mark we've been talking about, and we're still talking about is. What group of offensive linemen will eventually be that five that you're going to go with?
Yeah.
And so I think you're going to see a lot of different options, a lot of different mismatches as far as who's playing what come Saturday. I think you'll play a lot of guys Saturday just to get some film on them. But, no starting lineups for Ole Miss or Furman in today's notes. I'm sure Chuck is noted to that, but
so
we don't know who we do. What we do know is reading their notes. Chuck is that Furman lost their quarterback and their number one rusher. They do have all three receivers that led their team last year, but they lost four offensive linemen. I think they got 10 out of 22 starters back. So they lost some guys on defense as well, but they lost the quarterback. I think they have one quarterback who might have started two games in their first team guys. He was absent with an injury. And that's the only action that any of their quarterbacks have seen. So you got to feel like maybe he's going to be the starter. And so we'll see come Saturday. But they do have three receivers, two speedsters and a tall guy, about 6'2 or 3. So they've got some size out there. But as we've talked about, it's pretty hard to throw it when you're falling backwards and the defensive lineman's in your face. So we'll see how that works out for them.
The Paladins.
The Paladins. A black knight. I found out it's a knight on a horse, Chuck.
Well,
just like they did up where you're from, right?
Yeah, Harry, you and I are old enough to remember when his name Paladin have gone will travel. Travel.
Yeah, I'm with you. I knew exactly. I'm with you,
Harry. Let me ask you something. who seems to be taking Xavion Harris's snaps right now? Is it Jamaris Brown and maybe William Eccles? Who's kind of getting an increase in load?
Yeah, William Eccles is getting plenty of snaps, and it's not Jamaris. What is it? He's from down at Moss Point.
Jamaris Brown. Yeah.
Jamaris Brown. Yeah. He's getting a lot of snaps. That would be the first two guys I would say would probably be on the second group, and I'm sure there's somebody I'm missing there.
Stone.
But we know who's going to be on the first group.
Stone, probably.
Yeah, we're going to miss him now. He was a force.
I agree.
But we're going to miss him.
Hey, Harry, I Eccles might not be ideal height-wise, but he's got a special look to him as far as I'm concerned with how quick he gets off the snap. I think he's going to be a player.
He's no doubt, Chuck. They got him listed as 6'3". I think he's probably that close to 6'3". And that first step, it's kind of like Walter Nolan. They're in your face pretty darn quick. So, and he's already 310 or 15 pounds, mm-hmm. True freshman. So.
He doesn't look 6'3", but I guess he is.
That's that program 6'3", Chucky.
He's got a great first step, and he creates havoc in there. And so is Jamaris Brown, I think, the same way. Both these guys. Jamaris Brown's a redshirt freshman. A true freshman. But we got some freshmen that look good in the uniform. Cam Franklin certainly fits that bill, too. And he can't get anywhere, so he's got some experience behind him. But, we've got a lot of players on that side of the ball. And even J.J. Pegues played some DN in some of the practices this fall. So I'm sure they could rotate him in there, too, if things get a little crazy. But I think we'll see Princely Yamata Malin come Saturday night. I think he'll be in the mix.
Do you?
Good.
I do.
Harry, a lot of times you get those five-star guys that come in and they don't understand the work ethic, but I think Cam Franklin has shown that he's willing to do whatever it takes to become a great player. And he hadn't let that five-star go to his head because he works hard.
No, I totally agree, Chuck. Nor does Walter Nolan. I think they kind of babied him out at A&M and let him get away with some things that perhaps he didn't need to be getting away with, but certainly not here. He's come here with a great work ethic, and obviously that whole staff has taken him on and expecting big things out of him. And, you know, by the way, this is third year out of high school, so this is money year, Chuck. If he wanted to move to the next level, he's certainly capable of doing that. But he's been nothing but a workhorse since he's been here. And you ask those offensive linemen, they just scratch their head. He's so quick and powerful inside. So J.J. Pegues is certainly glad he's here because it won't be doubling him. They might be doubling Nolan, but J.J. might be able to turn loose. So between those two guys, I look for a lot of pressure right up the middle from Saturday.
You know, and you got to throw Ivy into that mix too because,
no doubt,
you know, he
no
played
doubt.
Inside last year, and now even though he's going to be outside on defensive end, he understands the pass rush mentality.
Well, he does. Obviously, he does. And he had some great games. I mean, Tulane comes back to memory, too. We scooped and scored on that. And, of course, in the Peach Bowl, I thought he had a terrific game that day. It was the MVP of the game. But, yes, don't count him out, that's for sure. I would say he's our leading sack leader last year, I think, wasn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, he was. So let me ask you this. Do you think we'll see some 12 personnel with both tight ends, Caden and Daquan. Is Hudson still hurt, if he is?
I didn't see Hudson out there at all the other night. Not sure what's going on with him. But, yes, you're going to see some you're probably going to see Daquan Wright with his hand on the ground, and you're probably going to see, as I just went blank.
Priest Gordon
is going to be in the H. So, yes, and then you could see both of them flexed out on opposite sides of each other, but I do think you'll see both of them in the mix quite a bit.
I thought maybe with a couple of these wide receivers hurt that they might go to that package a little bit more.
Could be, but I think you're going to see Juice Wells come Saturday night. And then Caden Lee's had a good camp, and Aiden Williams has had a good camp. And, of course, you can't get started with Ole Miss wide receivers without talking about Trey Harris, number 9.
Yeah.
Had a terrific camp and great hands, great moves after he catch. And, you know, we just got some – as I ask in today's interviews, I asked Jackson Dart, I said, Jackson, you're in charge, but I said, there's only one ball. I said, do they have these looks at you like it's my turn, or how you handling that? And he pretty much hit the nail on the head. He said, you know, I'm in charge of that. Everybody's working hard, and they know that they're going to eventually get their touches. So I thought it was a good answer, and I think that'll be the way it is.
Hey, get open, and you'll get the ball.
That's right. Yes, Harry, what about the new linebacker Ole Miss picked up there out of UTSA, I believe. I forget the name of the school, but Rodney Gross.
I have no clue, Yancey.
Okay.
He wasn't out there.
He wasn't out there.
No. I mean, he could have been standing there watching. I wouldn't know what he looked like, but I don't expect him to be a factor come Saturday. I think you'll see the ones that we've seen all fall, which would be Dottery and Poopall.
Coleman.
Corey Coleman and then Tyler Banks. I think that's the four you'll see.
That's awesome.
Hey, Harry, have a great year this year. I know you will, man. You're the best up there.
I'll see you guys on Saturday.
See you Saturday, Harry.
Right,
thank
buddy.
You, buddy.
Later.
Talk to you Monday.
Chuck, there's a lot of listeners that obviously know Paladin as well. Richard Boone starring as Paladin.
Yeah, Richard
text messages coming through all over
all
the
right.
place. Have gun, will travel.
Princely,
hey, we must have an older clientele listener base.
I didn't know who it was. Princely, he said he thinks he's going to play.
Like
that.
You're 60. I mean, how come you don't know about Paladin?
We finish it up after this.
That's good to me. Oh, yeah. I don't know she's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right. She's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555. And let us help meet your financial needs.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, Ole Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
And we'll start with some SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, South leader in estates, jewelry, and diamond solitaires. The Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. The Chucky Mullins Award winner is Oxford's defensive lineman, J.J. Pegues.
Well deserved.
Yep. He'll get to put the number 38 on. And in the SEC news, how about this, fellas? Rowing has been approved as the 22nd sport sponsored by the SEC, the 13th for the women. As Friday, the ADs in the league voted unanimously. Right now, Alabama, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Texas are the rowing league. You think we can get a team out on?
We need one, Sardis.
We got Sardis Lake. We got all kind of lakes. Ain't around it? Here. Yep. Enid, Grenada.
About Wells Gate?
Well, sure, put them out. That's short enough, right? You could probably do that, right? We can get some rowing out there.
Might hit a stump.
What do you think? I don't think we could do the Tallahatchie. That's a little crooked, a little low in some spots.
I love it. I think we need to get a team.
Rowing.
Yeah.
I will say this, for those that are looking to match scholarships, a women's rowing team, you throw out 25 to 50. In a hurry,
yeah.
That way. I bet some schools jump on it.
No doubt.
I don't know. We may have Yancey buy some land around here, build a place so they can row.
Take them out to Brown Lake.
Let them row a little bit. All right, what about some recruiting news? The Grove Collective, we've talked a lot about it as they try and help out in today's NIL marketplace.
Yeah, Ole Miss picked up Rodney Gross, a kid that played at Mississippi State, Arizona State. And UTSA, even went out to East Mississippi Community College for a little bit. be five schools, I think, in 4 years. 6'2", 240-pound middle linebacker. So Chucky get a little bit more depth there. Itawamba Agricultural High School linebacker Bryson Walters committed to Ole Miss this past Friday. He's 6'2", 220. He's led the state of Mississippi in tackles the last 2 years. Really like this kid, a guy that Pete got to see Chucky at the Friday Night Lights this summer, offered him on the spot. So I like those kind of commitments. Speaking of, Bryson becomes Ole Miss's 16th commitment. Ole Miss is now ranked 19th in the country for their class. Four-star safety LaDarren Clardy, a big-time target for Ole Miss out of Escambia, Florida, will be at the game Saturday. He's a top 50, 150 national prospect. He'll announce on September 21st his brother's birthday between Ole Miss and Florida State. Then a pair of 26 prospects, top 100 prospects out of California, will be in town, including quarterback Luke Fahey and wide receiver Vance Spafford. And then lastly, basketball tidbit here, Sam Fuchs will be at Ole Miss on October 24th. He's the number 34 overall prospect. An interesting note on that, his father played for Chris Beard, so that's a feather in the cap that nobody else has.
Mm-hmm.
And the good, bad, and ugly is brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. Riverland has you covered, home or business. As a certified GAF Master Elite contractor, they give warranties that last a lifetime. Call them at 644-4297 or go to riverlandroofing.com.
Well, the good game week is here. One of the most anticipated seasons for Ole Miss in a long time. The Rebels have had some good teams in the recent past, a couple of Sugar Bowls and a couple of Peach Bowls in the last decade, and that's hard to beat. But this year, with the college football playoff going to 12 teams, there's a bigger prize on the line, and the Rebel team has the goods to compete for all the marbles. As we've been telling you for months, since spring training actually, this team's very talented, very balanced, and deep enough to take on a few injuries without hurting productivity too much. And I have to admit, I've never been more relaxed going into a season due to my confidence in this team. Also, Jackson Dart, Ole Miss quarterback, gave every one of his teammates today a set of Beats headphones.
Nice.
In Ole Miss colors, powder blue with Ole Miss in red on both sides. And I'm going to tell you, true leaders share the wealth, and Jackson Dart is sharing the wealth, and it's going to pay dividends. The bad, I'm not worried about it this Saturday against Furman, but I am disappointed that we're going to have some missing stalwarts. It looks like a couple of guys may not be able to go, and it's wait and see on a couple of more. We still don't know the status of Xavion Harris, and the Deion Smith thing goes on endlessly. That's it.
Speaking of Dart, Chucky, he is now, and Gary, the number 3 odds-on favorite to win the Heisman. He started off in the summer beginning. It was a 7th spot, and he moved from 11th in the spring. So he just keeps moving on up. I know a game hadn't been played yet, but that's good news.
You know,
it'd be great to win a Heisman Trophy. I mean, let's be honest.
You know, what bugs me about what I saw today, correct me if I'm wrong, ESPN put out their preseason poll, had Ole Miss 15th.
Yeah, they don't believe
in this team. I mean,
come
on, y'all, you got to do better than that, guys. You surely you know that this team is talented, way more talented than 15. We finished 9th last year, right?
Yeah.
And we got a better team this year and a more favorable schedule.
It's kind of a formula they come up with.
Their formula
video
sucks.
Game. I know it does. But usually they've been pretty high on Lane's teams. That's what makes it so interesting.
Yeah.
That his best team by far that they're not nearly
if
as high on.
If you watched
it's
game
weird.
Day over the weekend, you know, those guys were really high. Saban maybe the highest of all talking about Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And that's ESPN.
That's right. That's right.
So what's the difference?
Computers.
Saban went 2-0 on his picks on Georgia Tech, Nevada, too. So listen to that, gamblers.
All right. We'll have a game under our belts when we come back next week.
Howdy, toddy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.